Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Surprised, you know, in this league, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So we all knew some decisions were and some adjustments and some things were going to happen. We didn't know what they were going to be. So, you know, you just try to just deal with it as it comes. I mean, it was just thank you, appreciating the guys and, you know, same Mark Trestman meeting we always have. It wasn't nothing different from what he usually does when he comes in. He has his notes written down, and he's meticulous about the things he says and very good with the words that he chooses to use. For coach, I think it's just a dream deferred. You know, I think he's a great coach, an excellent guy, and I think he will have another chance to coach in this league at this level. I feel like every year is a rebuild, you know, because if you're not winning the Super Bowl, you know, even when my brother plays for the Seahawks, and even after that year, it felt like a rebuilding year, getting new guys in. A lot of people that was on his defense line left came in. So every single year, you know, you're trying to rebuild to get to what the goal is. And no matter what the record is, if you didn't have a Super Bowl year, it's not a winning season, really. That's the ultimate goal, and that's the goal that everyone has. So the team, there's only one team each year that reaches its goal, and that's to win a Super Bowl. So, you know, all the other 31 teams have to figure out how they can rebuild the team so they could get to where they want to be. I mean, right now I can't really tell you. I have to go back and reevaluate everything and get my thoughts together while I think about the season. Right now, just be a rash statement, you know, for me to just come out and say what I think is needed. I really don't know at this point right now. So I just have to look at everything and sit down and reevaluate how the season went, things that happened, things that transpired, and then go from there. But it really doesn't matter what I think anyway. It depends what they think upstairs, what needs to be done, because I have no control over it. So I might not even waste my time thinking about it now that I think about it. I mean, it's real hard because you see the coaches at a human state. You know, at any time, you know, players are constantly getting cut, you know, in and out, you know. But, you know, you take our responsibility and you feel like, is there something I could do better? Because it's not just about the coach, but you get to know the coach's families, you know, their children and things like that. So we all, you know, I take big responsibility in getting coach cut and getting coaches new contracts. So I think everybody should feel like they had something to do with it. It wasn't just Coach Trestman or Aaron Cromer or anybody like that. I think everyone had their hand in it. So I feel some type of responsibility for that as the person I am, and I wish that I could have did more to help coach out and continue, so he could continue to be here and continue to grow as his family moved to Chicago and everything like that. But at the end of the day, you know, I did give my best, give everything I had, so I don't have no regrets about that. I did play as hard as I could and try my best every single play, and, you know, sometimes it wasn't good enough and sometimes it was great. So I have no regrets about the season as far as how hard I try to play and the things that I put on film. So I think it's a year for me to build on and continue to grow.